Yes. Now we're starting Daf Kuf Ches.
See, I'm
dropping
my
mom's chair. So it's Daf Daf. Okay.
That's yours.
All right. Now the purpose of the goal of our limud is to try to figure out a connection between the first part of the sugya and the second part of the sugya. The sugya is the sugya of Rav, and the first part of the sugya is called Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and Rav says that explicitly. So therefore, says Rav, when the tipas chola falls on the top chaticha, that chaticha, insofar as it receives the tam of the chol, because there's no shishim against the chipa, against the tipa, becomes nevela. Then there's another part of the sugya, and that is an analysis of Rav with regard to, or in relationship to, Efshel Lesoto. Efshel Lesoto Asur, or Efshel Lesoto Muta. And the final conclusion of the Gemara is that Rav holds both Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Efshel Lesoto Asur. The real issue here that Rav Soloveitchik is trying to address, and he claims it's Machlokes Shem Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, is what is the relationship between the first sugya and the second sugya? The first principle called Chanan, Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and the second principle, which is called Efshel Lesoto Asur. What Rav Soloveitchik tries to accomplish here is formulating two different answers to this question with a fundamental nafkimina. So let's just get the framework, just the structure. If we go in one path, then we're going to conclude that this whole sugya that we're learning here on Daf Kuf Ches, the sugya of Rav, is not limited to Basa B'chol. And whatever principles and rules we find here in Rav, in Basa B'chol, we should derive the conclusion that the same principles would operate in Nevela Mamish, if in a case where Nevela fell into a Kedera. The other approach is going to clearly limit this sugya of Rav to the case of Basa B'chol. If you're familiar with the Briska terminology, a din misuyam. In other words, this halacha of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, Efshel Lesoto, these are principles that are din misuyam. It's a special din that reflects the nature of Basa B'chol, and therefore would not apply in Shaar Isurim. Now, basically, I think the agenda here is we know that there's a tremendous machlokes whether or not Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies to Shaar Isurim. There's Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, on one side, and it seems like many of the Chachmei Sfarad agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that if there is any din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Shaar Isurim, it's only the Rabbanah, but it's not the Oraisa. And then we have a school of thought, which apparently is headed up by the Rashba, that Chaticha Nasis Nevela should apply to all Isurim. Now, in this essay that we have in front of us from a book called Shiuri HaRav, the Rav starts with a Rabbeinu Tam, and he finishes with the Rambam. And based on the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, he's going to set up an answer to the question of whether or not Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Efshel Lesoto Asur applies to Shaar Isurim or does not apply to Shaar Isurim. So again, just to give you the framework, one approach, which is Rabbeinu Tam, is going to be Alochin Bittel, that this whole business about Efshel Lesoto Asur is a din in Bittel. It means it's afkas bittel. There's something, some condition in bittel that has been violated here, and therefore we cannot operate with bittel. And the on the other end of the spectrum is the Rambam Shita, that Efshel Soto is not halacha in Bittul, but rather it's halacha in Basa B'cholav, which is called Nevela, which is called Iser Machmas Atzmo.
The first option would be akin to saying min bimino or
something like that. Like, for example,
you can be mevatel if this.
Yeah, like for example, a Dovr Sheish Lo Matirin or Milsa David Letaimo, whatever the rules are. There are many regulations that exclude bittul. So the Rav is trying to create a brand new category, which doesn't say anywhere except in this one sefer, as far as I know, to explain why Efshel Soto Aser, because there's a problem with bittul. There's a barrier or a blockage that doesn't allow you to apply the din of bittul. And that shita, Rav Soloveitchik is going to identify with Rabbeinu Tam. Where is the Rabbeinu Tam? Not here on Daf Kuf Ches. It's back in the previous parak on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. It starts on Amid Aleph. It's one of those gigantic tosis in that keeps going and going. The Rambam, on the other hand, has a totally different understanding of Efshel Soto Aser, Chatich Nas Levela, which places it in the camp of Basa B'chol. And this means a din miyuchad, as I said, this is a unique feature in Basa B'chol. The nafkamina is going to be whether we apply Chanan or Efshel Soto Aser to Shar Isurin. If it's Aloch and Bittul, then it's a universal Aloch. There's no reason, rhyme or reason, to limit it to Basa B'chol. If, on the other hand, it's a result of the fact that Basa B'chol has a unique, singular feature, and that has to do with the fact that it's Aser Machmas Atzmo and not Machmas Bliya, then it has no application to Shar Isurin. So let's try to go through Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, according to Rav Soloveitchik's understanding. Again, just to reiterate, Rabbeinu Tam is holding that there's Afkas Bittul, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. That would be a universal halacha that should apply to Shar Isurin. And the Rambam, on the other hand, is holding that it has nothing to do with Bittul. It has to do with the nature of Basa B'cholav, and it's a singular, unique nature of the Isur Basa B'cholav. Has no application whatsoever to Basa B'cholav. So, for example, if you look at the opening line in this essay, and we'll compare that to the closing line in this essay, just to get a framework. In the opening line, he says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Din Chanan Bishar Isurim Toli B'machlokas Im Efshel Soto Asur Mutter, meaning, if I hold that Efshel Soto Asur in the case of Basa B'cholav, then I'm going to apply the same exact principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela or Efshel Soto Asur to Shar Isurim. If you fast forward to the Rambam, the end of the Rambam, he says, "Lefi zeh, ein makom l'tliyas atosvus d'leman diomer efshel soto muta less lechanan." This tliya, this interdependence of Rabbeinu Tam, which means that if I maintain that efshel soto asur, then I have to apply that principle straight across the board to Shar Isurin. The Rambam would reject this. Just wondering what is making those noises.
I think that was my phone.
Oh, okay. The only reason I asked is I didn't mean Chasrom to embarrass you, because I was wondering if my machine is on the blink, which it definitely is, but yeah. Fine. So again, Rabosei, if you have this choice between a din of bittul or a din of iser machmas atzmo that's unique to basa b'cholav, under which one of those two approaches are you going to extend these laws and apply these rules to Shar Isurin? Can you do the matching game for me? I can do this on the blackboard, but I don't have a magic marker. Is there a magic marker anywhere here? Or maybe this one? Let's see if this works. This is pretty flashy. Right? So we'll call it,
It's flashy, but not flashy enough. Let me just see. Does anybody see anything here? Maybe on the table? Oh, let's try green. That's pretty flashy. Okay, so we have olive. No, this is not good. All right, we'll try. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Okay. So olive is a din bittul. Right? The subject is efshar l'soto asur. Efshar l'soto asur. Right? That's the title. And B, it's iser machmas atzma. Now, which of these two are going to belong respectively to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam? Rabbeinu Tam, keep in mind, extrapolates from Efshel Soto Asur Bas B'chol for Shari Surim, whereas the Rambam says it only applies to Bas B'chol. Which, how do you make the matching here between
Tam Rambam?
Well, give me the Aleph in the basement, because your finger is moving back and forth. I don't know which direction it's moving.
Rabbeinu Tam would be Aleph.
Excellent. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to be Aleph because this is a universal halacha. If we're formulating a new barrier or a new what word can I use? A new gvul to bittul, then that should apply to all Isurim, because bittul is halacha in all Isurim, many taromas of Isur Mehet. But if on the other hand we're talking about Isur Machmas Atzma, and that's the Rambam's formulation, then we're talking about a din miyuchad in Basa Machal. So that's just the overall framework. Now, we can start the way he does with Rabbeinu Tam and then go on to the Rambam, or we can do it the reverse. My vote is to do it in reverse. The Rambam is a lot easier. Not because I'm a fan of the Rambam, but simply the conceptual framework here is so much more intuitive in the case of the Rambam than it is in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, where we have to do somersaults in the air and come up with a new din bittul, which we're going to work hard to understand. The Rambam is glatt. The Rambam is glatt. He's smooth. There are no glitches here in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that Basar B'Cholov is different from any other Isur. In the case of Basar B'Cholov, it's not the Blia of the Cholov in the Basar that makes the problem. The problem is that this is called Basar B'Cholov. The Torah says that if the Tam Cholov goes into the Basar, or vice versa, what you have is Basar B'Cholov. That's the nature of the Isur. And therefore, the Rambam says, Efshel Soto Asur. What does Efshel Soto Asur mean? It's not enough to get rid of the Bliya. You can't get rid of the Bliya because it's no longer an issue of Bliya. The Bliya did its, you know, the damage was done. It's irreversible. What the Bliya of the Cholov in the Basar did, it gave time into this Basar and transformed the Basar into Basar B'Cholov. That's called Chaticha Nasus Nevela. So what are you going to tell me, Efshel Soto? I'm going to do a surgical operation and I'm going to remove the Cholov from the Basar. That's not going to change anything. That's basically like cutting into Nevela. You know, you cut off a piece of Nevela. What's that going to change the Isa? And therefore, the Rambam, insofar as he understood that Basar B'Cholov is an Isa Machmas Atzmo, hence Efshel Soto Asur. Let's take a look inside. This is on page Reish Tesva. Ula midivrei Rambam in the second paragraph. Mashma, this really the Basar B'Cholov have Isur Machmas Atzmo. And if that be the case, then none of the rules that we're generating, which are called Chanukah Nasas Nevela or Efshel Soto Asur, which are just two. And since two halves of a whole would apply to Shari Surin. And here's where the Rambam would take objection to Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because what we're dealing with is an Isur Machmas Atzmo. That's a separate category in the case of Basar B'Cholov, which means that once the Tam Basar enters into the Tam of the Cholov enters into the Basar, again, it could go the other, at that point, it's ridiculous to say, well, I'm going to separate the Cholov and remove it surgically from the Basar. The Basar itself is Nevela. It now is a Chetzid Isura. That's called Basar B'Cholov. That's Isur Machmas Atzma. So when we're saying that Chaticha Nasas Nevela, in the case of Bas B'Cholof, that's exactly what we're saying, that Bas B'Cholof is not an Issa because of the Bliya, but it's Nevela, right? Chaticha Nasas Nevela. You don't even have to add a word here. Chaticha Nasas Nevela means Issa Machmas Atzma. What's the Poel Yotze, the result of an Issa Machmas Atzma? Efshel Soto Asa. And that is not, in the least, if you separate the original problematic Sibas HaIsur, which was the Cholov, from the Bas HaCholov. That's not going to change anything, because what we have now is an Isur Bas HaCholov. Now, this is all true according to which mind the Omar? Efshel Soto Osir. Well, the Gemara also has another mind the Omar who says Efshel Soto Mutter. So in the next paragraph, he addresses that Mandiyomar. What's the yisod of that Mandiyomar? What underlies his shita? And he holds that Bas HaMacholav is an Isur Machmas Bolua, which means that just like the problematic occasion that created Bas HaMacholav is the fact that there was a Tam Cholav in the Basar, flip it around the other way, like Kabbalah Kapoto. If you can get that Tam of Cholav out, then you basically separated Basar and Cholav. It's not that the combination thereof created a new entity, a new Panim Chadosh and Spolo kind of Chepsu Nisur Basar B'Cholav. No, it's Basar B'Cholav because it's Basar B'Cholav. If it's no longer Basar B'Cholav, which means I can be mafrid, I can separate and surgically remove the Cholav, then the Cholav remains Cholav and the Basar remains Basar and Lo Karav Zek, then they're both Mutter. That's called Efshel Soto Mutter. So Efshel Soto Mutter is predicated on the fundamental premise that Basar B'Cholav means Basar together with Cholav. The Tam of the Basar is in the Cholav, vice versa. And if it's not so, and if you can get rid of the Tam, Efshel Afrido is Efshel Soto Mutter. The other man, the Omer, says Efshel Soto also, because even if you could squeeze out the Tam of Cholav from the Basar, that's irrelevant. The Basar itself is also. That's called an Isur Machmas Atz.
Basar is also because it was once in the mixture.
Correct. Once that mixture takes place,
it's a new entity.
I call it Tom Kadosh's
Pol. So there's no way that you could make the Rambam consistent with the second Manda Amar who says Efshel Sotom.
Well, no, because the Rambam accepts the position of Halacha, and therefore when you learn Mehilchos Macholos Hasus, the Rambam, specifically Perek Tes, what you'll see jumping out of the pages of the Rambam is Efshel Sotom also. Why? Because the Rambam accepted that view in the Gemara, which is a view of Tanoim and Amoraim, that Iser Basar B'Cholav is an Iser Machmas Atzmo. It's not that the Iser is always hanging and contingent, it's grabbing on, holding on for dear life to the Cholav. No, forget about the Cholav. Once the Cholav penetrates into the Basar, the Basar itself becomes Asur. You know, it's almost like in biological terms, let's say you would do a lab experiment and there are certain molecules of Cholav that you can recognize in a microscope, and there are certain molecules of Basar. According to the Rambam, it would be totally irrelevant if you would look into a microscope and what you see is molecules of Basar and you can't find a single molecule of Cholav. That would be totally irrelevant. Once the Cholav enters in, you have a new entity in which the Basar itself and its molecules, the indigent molecules of the Basar, that's awesome. That's called Isur Machmas Atzmo. That's only because the Rambam accepted the view of what? Efshel Soto Asur.
The analogy would be if you have two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen and you put them together, you get water. Right? That's completely different from hydrogen by itself.
But what would happen if you subjected the H2O, to some sort of a...
I don't know if you could break it down.
A breakdown, a steaming process in which you would remove one of the elements, it would cease to be water. That doesn't work in the halachic universe. In the halachic universe, it becomes Basar B'Cholav. That's what the Torah says is awesome. The Torah is saying that what you're looking at is Basar that was cooked with Cholav, and once the basar was cooked with chalav, that basar itself is a cheftin isur b'toris
pach.
Even if you'll only find molecules in basar.
The notion that you're chashish, that the flavor will still remain anyway, that's
no.
Based on Efshel Soto Mutter.
No,
right?
But, if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, now we can ask the following question.
Can you really be
Soto? Yeah. Is it still a shirayim? That's a different issue. Is Mamela, the Rav says that when you talk about Shari Surim, that is not Shari Surim has nothing to do with the Efshel Softo Asu, because the Efshel Softo Asu is based on the Isum Achmas Atzmo that's unique to Masa Bechala. And if you want to talk about Efshel Softo Asu, then you're going with Sam's Mahal that maybe we can't, you know, since we cannot successfully triumph and get rid of the Isur. It always remains like lags behind, even if you put it into a vat of 50,000 times its power. Just 1 second. If he said, "Ain makom l'tliyas atosus the mandi omer shesatu muto leslicha namishus." Right. Let me just point out to you that, you remember I told you to look at the last line in this whole essay? So he talks about Efshel Softo Muta, and he raises the possibility that according to the Rambam, you can maintain, this is a little bit paradoxical, on the one end you can maintain that Efshel Softo Muta, and you can still maintain that Chaticha Nasas Nevela. What that means is that Efshel Softo Muta means that Chaticha will send out a tam, correct? It will send out a tam, and that tam will be batel in the second bishul. But as far as the original chaticha that received the tam of the vela, let's say in Shari Surim, we might apply the principle of Hanan, which means that we'll never be able to get rid of that tam. Again, the tam, in terms of its impact on the rest of the keder in the second bishul, will be batel. So you only need shishim against the tam, right? Let me just picture it to you this way, just to make sure. Again, I'm talking to myself, so if I talk to you like children, don't get insulted. It's for me, not for you. So let's say, for example, you have a piece of nevela, right? It's one kezais of nevela. Then you cook that kezais of nevela with two kezaisim of basar shchuta, correct? So there's no bittel, obviously. Now I take out one of those two pieces of, one of those two kezaisim, which of basar shchuta, but again it's basar shchuta hasura because it has the tam of nevela in it. And now when I cook it in a pot that has 60 kezesim, just 1 second. Let me start again. Wait. 1 second. Just 1 second. I made a mistake here in the numbers. Just 1 second. So I had one kezias, and now I cook it together. Oh, let's say I cook it together. Let's go back to the first bishul. So I cook one kezias of nevela with basa shchuta. There's only one piece of basa shchuta. Let's make life easier for ourselves. What's the size of that basa shchuta? Two kezaisim. Everything fine? Now, that basa shchuta, which is two kezaisim's worth, falls into another kedera. How many kezaisim of basa shchuta in the second kedera do I need to be matir the second kedera? No. Why? You only need 60. Why? Because Efshel Softo Muta. Okay, you following me? So Efshel Softo Muta means that the ratio is going to be back to the original Chatichas Nevela. That's called Efshel Softo Muta. Why? Because the two kezesim worth of Basar Shchuta that now falls into the second pump are only carrying one kezias worth of nevela, so all I need is shishim against that kezias. That's called Efshel Softo Muta. But it could be that even though I hold Efshel Softo Muta, I still apply and accept the principle of chaticha nasas nevela, which means that the two pieces of basar in the first cooking are asur li'olam vayed. Why? Because we'll never get rid of that tam. Do you follow? So the chaticha nasas nevela here in this context in Shari Surim, according to the Rambam Shita, will simply mean that there's always going to be a tam, no matter what you do with these two. Again, if I can't find them, you know, if I can't locate those two pieces, they're mamish lost in the tarovas, then let's say I would have 120 kezesim in the second kedera, then I could eat everything, and then the chaticha nasas nevela is irrelevant. But chaticha nasas nevela will be relevant if I have an X, a red X, on that piece of basar that was basar shchuta that was cooked with nevela in the first cook. Because that piece of basar I have to get rid of if I hold chaticha nasas nevela. That's possible. Now we get to Rabbeinu Tam. So we're turning back, and this becomes a lot more complicated because now we're saying it's halacha in what? In bittul. So the Rav comes up with the following structure, and he says the following: Basam Chalav, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi is an Iser Machmas Balua. Forget about the Rambam. It's an Iser Machmas Balua. Now, the Tipas Chalav fell onto the top Chaticha in the first cooking, and now that Chaticha is cooked with other pieces of Basar in the second Kedera. Now here's the question. Everybody agrees, whether you hold Efshe Soto Osso or you hold Efshe Soto Mutter, everybody agrees that there's still Tam Cholov in the bus. Just one second, let me just get the calculation. Now, if there's Tam Cholov in the Basar, and that's the problem, but technically we can't get rid of that problem, at least as far as the first Chaticha is concerned, because we can never succeed in convincing ourselves that we got rid of that Tam Cholov once it seeped into the Basar, which is called Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Now we have a machlokas whether Efshel is Soto Os or Efshel is Soto Mut. What's the machlokas? The Mandi Omer Efshel Soto Mutter says the following: you're agreeing to me that Basar B'Cholov is also because of the Cholov that's in the Basar. Now when you cook it in the second Chatir, in the second Kedera, all I need in order to salvage the rest of the balance of the is to have shishim against the cholov, right? Because it's only the cholov that's problematic. So now I'm going to apply bitul b'shishim if I have 60 volumes against the original tipas cholov. That's called efshel soto muta. What's efshel soto asur? Efshel soto asur says the following: you cannot be mevatel the tam of cholov here in the second kedera, because that tam of cholov generated an iser on the basar, and you'll never get rid of that iser. You're going to need shishim against the entire chaticha. That's called efshel soto asur. Why? Because if you're going to apply bittul to the tam, then you're saying something that's impossible. Dora mipucho. You're being tofis achevel mishteak samot. What are you saying? On the one end, you're telling me that the entire piece of basar, meaning the first piece, is asur. And on the other hand, you're saying, well, all I need in bittul is to be mevatel the tam that's coming out of that basar. Oh, no. Efshel soto asur can't tolerate that. If you're going to apply bittul, you need to mevatel the iser. And the iser means the entire chaticha. So if, let's say, the difference between the tipas cholov and the entire chatich would be a difference, I'm just again making up the same numbers again, between one kezais and two kezaisim, then Efshel Soto claims that in the second kedera you're going to need 120 kezaisim, and 60 kezaisim would not be enough. What does Efshel Soto mean? You have no right to apply bittul to the tam in a case where the carrier, so to speak, that's holding on to that tam is itself asur. If that carrier is asur, then you have to be mevatel the entire chaticha in order to set up bittul. And none of this has to do with mitzius. You know, nothing. None, this is not biology. This is pure abstract halacha, legal concepts. So if you hold efshel soto asur, I'm sorry, if you hold efshel soto mutter, then basically what you're saying is, well, what's the problematic tam here? It's the tam of the cholov in the basar, right? Because we're holding that basar b'cholov kuli amalo pligis and isur machmas bilua. So get rid of the blia. All I need is shishim against the original tipas cholov against the blua. And I'm gonna apply bittul here. Comes along efshel soto asur, and he says, no, I'm not going to apply bittul. Why? Because since the chaticha itself is asura, I cannot apply bittul by separating the chaticha into two parts. And one part is the end of the chaticha, the other part is the tam of the of the Chaticha, and simply apply the principle of Bittul Shishim against the Tam. That I can't do because the Chaticha itself remains Asura. That's called Efshel Soto also.
If the original Chaticha has 60 connected to Tipas Cholot,
is this mine, by the way? I don't want to drink someone else's.
And it's mutter.
Yeah. Say it again one time. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
If you have 60 in the original Chaticha, can negative Tipas Cholot?
Yeah, then everything is mutter, right.
So if you hold.
And there's a machlokas why that's so. Abaye says everything is mutter because Tam ki ikar is d'oraisa, and that's basa b'cholov, and here there's no Tam ki ikar because the Tam was bought. And Rava says the reason why it's mutter is because derech bishul asur Torah.
If you hold efshel l'schoto mutter, do you need 60 new pieces in the second cooking? Do you need 60 new pieces against the cholov, or correct. can you count the original piece that was originally mutter before the blia?
In other words, that's irrelevant. It's a commando lesson. Don't forget about that chatil. All I need is shishim against the.
No, time. Why wouldn't you?
Need the chol.
What I'm saying, why wouldn't you need 59? Because
you do.
You only need 59 extra pieces. You don't need 60 extra pieces. Because why can't you count the original piece that was mutter before the bliya?
Ah, I see what you're saying. In other words, that has to do with, I think, a sugya called Chos Venir, but let me just think for a second. Maybe you could say that
piece is not intrinsically usher. That piece is not intrinsically usher.
That amount of milk adds up, sure.
Right, right. Logically, what you say is correct. So that's this presentation. Now, in the next part of this essay, he talks about Malicha. So I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this now. I started learning this, but I'd rather put it on the side and read to you two paragraphs here from a sefer called Moreshes Moshe. Now, let me just, I don't know if I've said this to you in the past, so if I have, you know, I apologize for repetition. The godless of this sefer, Moreshes Moshe, which I got from my son, because my son learns in the Mir Yeshiva, and this is one of the Heintiger, you know, Avrechim in the Mir. Again, he's probably been in the Mir even longer than my son. I don't want to tell you how many decades my son has been in the Mir. But in any event, his godless is what I call anthology. And it's amazing because every single nuance of a possibility that you could ever think of, he has codified it here. And he has 50 sheetahs this way and 50 sheetahs that way. He does a brilliant job. But the lumdus he doesn't have. I shouldn't say that, but that's not his specs. What I would like to read to you is two paragraphs here, one next to the other, and I'd like to sort of make a shiluv here and demonstrate that these two approaches in the Rav's frame of reference to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, I think will shed a light and explain the plugta that he has in two different paragraphs, two different shitas. The first shita that he has is Rashi shita. And again, if we had time, which we don't have time right now, but there are three or four Rashis that he puts together, and you can't read any one of those Rashis by itself in order to get the whole picture of Rashi, but if you put them all together, and this is work that was done by the Yamshel Shlomo about 5 centuries ago, the sheet of Rashi in this sugya is that the din of Chaticha Nasus Nevela is relevant, that principle is relevant to the Chaticha itself. In the next paragraph he has the Rashba sheet and the Ran sheet that the din of Chaticha Nasus Nevela is not relevant to itself, but rather it's relevant to the Shara Chatichos when he cooks that first Chaticha in the second round and the second Bishul. So let me go through the two Shitos. So in Rashi's frame of reference, if you can make a note of this, because, I don't know, well, maybe you're all geniuses. I get lost sometimes in the shuffle, so if anybody just wants to volunteer to write this down, this green thing is not doing me any good. Anybody? Once, twice, threes? Nobody. Okay, fine. So we'll leave that out. Anyway, Rashi sheet is the following. That Chaticha Nasis, again, this is the simple part, but when you compare it to the Rashi, it gets, there's so many variables you get confused. Rashi Shita is a Chaticha Nasis Nevela generates an Iser in the Chaticha itself, and therefore, even if there is Shishim in the second Kedera, right? Lamrotshel, just read it. Lamrotshel Yachan im Shara Chatichos Yeshir Shishim Keneged HaBolua. Oh, that's important. Is nevertheless the original Chaticha remains Asura. Mm-hmm. And that's called Chaticha Nasis Nevelu. So you're following your Bosai? The way we're presenting Rashi's sheet, and again, if we have time, we'll go through the Rashi's with a fine-tooth comb, is that Rashi holds that as a result of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, even when you put this Chaticha into a Tarovas that has Shishim Keneged the Bolua, it still remains us. That's Chaticha Nasas Nevela. The Rashba holds something entirely different.
But he holds that one Chaticha remains us.
Right.
But everything else is mutter.
Well, we'll see about that in a minute, but right now he's presenting a machlokus between the Rashba and Rashi on what Chaticha Nas Levela means. Just the taich. Let's see if we can get the picture. I'm under the pressure here because we don't have too much time, but let me see if I can get under the wire. The Rashba, on the other hand, holds that what does Chaticha Nasas Nevela mean? It's not telling you that the Chaticha remains Asura despite the Shishim against the Bolua, but rather it's telling you that the Shishim is not enough to be Matir the Chaticha Sacheros of the second Tavshil. Right? Chaticha Nasas Nevela, what does it mean? Shachaticha to teach us that a chaticha tes are a shara chaticha. So I'm wrote sheesh bem shishim kineged abolua. So in other words, what's the subject or the object? I don't know which is more of chaticha nas levela. Is the chiddush of chaticha nas levela to establish a new din in that chaticha, or is it to establish a new din in the other chatichos? Now, according to the Rashba, he says, the reason why the Chaticha Atzma is Asura is not because of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, but Mitzad Din Acher Mishum Di Efshel Isokto Asur. Let me try in the few minutes that we have to make an attempt at conceptualizing this machlokas about how to touch up Chaticha Nasas Nevela based on the Rav's essay. And I want to suggest the following. Rashi is holding like the Rambam, namely that Basa B'Cholov is an Iser Machmas Atzma. And that's what Chaticha Nasas Nevela means according to Rashi. That it's not going to be sufficient to have Shishim against the Bolua. Why? Because once the Cholov enters into the Basar, Chaticha Nasas Nevela. And if Chaticha Nasas Nevela, then it's a futile effort to try to get rid of the Cholov because it's already Nevela. Are you with me on that?
Once it enters, not that the flavor enters.
No. I don't know.
The flavor would not.
Sam, you always ask me more sophisticated questions. I'm always happy if I can get it on a basic level. Again, what I'm saying is that. Yeah. Right. That's true. That's true.
It's got to be.
No. The time has to be more than a 60th, right? In other words, the ratio is 1 to 59. Cholov to basar, correct? So at that point, the Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So that's what Rashi says, din chaticha nas levela hu b'chaticha atzma. Correct? B'chaticha atzma. So again, just to reemphasize, according to Rashi, even if I have shishim against the tipas cholov, that doesn't have any impact on the chaticha itself, and you cannot be mevatel the chaticha. Why not? Because the basar itself is also, not just the cholov is also. This is where I identify Rashi with Isa, with Isa Machmas Atzma.
Doesn't matter.
that Shishim could not be matir. That's what he says here. Lamrot. You hear what he's saying? Lamrot sheyachanim shara chatichos yeshir Shishim kineged isur. Bolua the chaticha remains asura. Why? Because chaticha nasa devela. What I'm trying to lundicize here is how does that work? Or why does that work? The mechanics is that Rashi, like the Rambam, is operating with the definition of isur machmas atzma. And therefore, even if you have shishim against the whatchamacallit, the balua, that's not going to be matir the chaticha because the basar itself is also. That's called chaticha nasavim. The Rashba, on the other hand, is operating with the premise that basar v'cholov is an iser machmas balua. And therefore, chaticha nasis nevela is telling me that since efshal is self to asur, which means that the chaticha itself that absorbed the tam basa could never be rid of the chalav. You can't get rid of the bilua. Is therefore, says Rashi, says the Rashba, therefore, even if you have shishim keneged the iser balua, everything becomes asur. Why does everything become asur? Because shishim against the bilua is not going to work. Again, if you ask me, why is it that the original basar remains asur? Right, the chaticha atzma. That's not chanan, the way Rashi had it. That's based on efshal esofto asur, which means hainu. I'm reading the language of the Rashi. Sha isur sheba eno niflat. That no matter how many times in whatever ratios you cook this meat that is accepted, receive the tam of chalav, you'll never be able to squeeze out the chalav. You cannot remove the chol.
Physically.
That's a physical reality that the Rashba is operating with, which is called Efshel Soto Asur. Meaning you'll never... Again, this is the language of the Rashba. Masha chaticha atzma asura humidin Efshel Soto Asur dahainu di asur di ha'isur sheba, which is the chol of inside of it, eino nifla.
Are you sure it's the chol of inside of it or the fact that it was mixed?
So that's what I'm telling you. It wouldn't make a difference whether it was chol of or it was nevela. That's what I'm telling you because what I'm going to try to suggest here is to identify the Rashba with Rabbeinu Tam, and this principle has nothing to do with Basa V'Cholav. Efshel Soto Asur means that once the Tam enters in, you can never get rid of it, no matter how many times you cook it and what volume. Now, if you ask me what does Chaticha Nasis Nevela mean, so according to the Rashba, Chaticha Nasis Nevela means that even though in the other pieces of Bas in the second Tavshil, you have Shishim Kenegin the Isra Balua, that's not enough to activate the principle of Bittul. And I think the lumpness of it is here that since Efshel Soto Asur, which means that you can't get rid of the Tama Isur, then the whole Basar is now saturated with Isur and you can never get rid of that Tam Basar. Therefore, the whole Basar now has to be subject to Bittul. It's not enough to get Shishim in the right. Second Kedar against the Tama Balua, you need Shishim against the Be'ed.
Is there a difference between the Rashba and the Rambam? It seems to be the same.
Yes,
thing.
The difference is that the Rashba would apply his principle to Shari Surim, and we would.
No, I mean in this case, the Chaticha.
Again, according to the Rambam, as far as the Chaticha is concerned, what we're saying is that what? That's an Iser Machmas Atzma, which means that Al-Pidin, I don't care what you do, you know, the Basar itself is awesome. Right. The Rashba is operating with a different set of premises. He wants to know, how do I get rid of the Chola from the Basar? And that's the Machlokus between Efshel Isok to Asar and Efshel Isok to Mutar. Are they davening? Okay, so we'll stop here. I think we, Baruch Hashem, I was able to fit this under the... And I have a lot of hanukkah for this because the Mereshit Moshe is totally oblivious to this whole shtickel Torah.
I hope it's hanukkah shall hit there and not
hanukkah. What time? No, it's going to be on Mondays and Tuesdays, the next month.